Three-time Wisconsin Sports Writer of the Year, Jason Wilde.
Is there anything anybody loves more than agreeing with Tausch?
Packers Hall of Famer, Mark Tauscher.
I got a hunch this isn't going to be concise either.
Broadcasting live from the Everlight Solar Studio.
I would say that you are pretty easygoing. You're actually probably more easygoing than I am.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
Well, there's no, you're not easygoing at all.
Hey!
On 100.5 ESPN, the ESPN app, and Wisconsin On Demand.
Edition. The Packers Cardinals fast approaching edition. The
slow month. This month is slow now.
Really?
I'm telling you, I had a conversation with a couple of folks yesterday, and one of them is a listener to the show and said, totally agree. October is chugging.
I think Labor Day is the difference, because Labor Day speeds up the first week of September, and then boom, you're in it. Like, it's the 12th before you know it. October's front loaded.
Jesse, by the way, I love the fact that I feel this way. You know, life always feels like it's just, whoop. No, October, slowing it down. Slow it down a little bit.
Yeah, maybe if the Brewers had extended their season, we wouldn't feel this way. I think that may also be a factor. I'm guessing if you live in Queens and you're a Mets fan, it's flying by as they now are headed to the NLCS, Jesse, edition. And the, do you want me to give you the whole game plan, Jason, edition? And the, no? But how about coming up with a game plan for Romeo Doubs, and I'm not talking about getting him the football more, edition of Wilde and Tausch. A 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee, 100.5 ESPN Madison, 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam, ESPNWisconsin.com, the ESPN app, your Alexa smart speaker, streaming live video, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, and of course everything you need on WisconsinOnDemand.com. And the Wisconsin On Demand app. I'm Jason Wilde in Green Bay. Jesse Nelson is in the Everlight, or what's left of him, is in the Everlight Solar ESPN Madison studios. People really enjoyed going on your weight loss journey with you yesterday to start the show. People really enjoyed that. I got a lot of really positive feedback. So
it's
good
impressive.
MadisonWeightLoss.com.
Indeed. And from his undisclosed location, it is the Packers Hall of Famer. It's Mark Tauscher. Tausch, good morning. How are you?
What are you smirking about?
Well, just that Jesse has lost all this weight and you and I have not. That's why I was smiling. That's all. Well, I don't have the discipline.
Let's get on board.
Sure. Yep. Uh-huh.
How about this? How about we set a thing?
Hold up. No.
I'm not going to get into all of that, and I think Jesse has proven, because he doesn't work out, that this was all diet and food. Well, no, it's true. Am I being a jerk, Jesse? It's accurate.
No, it is true. One of the things with this plan is they say no intense workouts.
One of the staples, you can't work out. Yeah. Well, right?
Yeah, you can, like, walking and, like, recreational sports, fair game, but they said no intense workouts. It's not advised during
the 60-day plan. So you haven't been able to bowl?
I haven't been bowling during the 60 days, so... I guess.
So, Jason, I want to propose this to us. And I'm not saying we're going to go on MadisonWeightLoss.com. I'm not saying any of that. I don't care. Your diet, you do what you want to do. Yeah. What if we commit to the 5 days a week that we're on this show, every day we show that we walked a minimum of 3 miles? Is that something you can commit to? That's not
from
even
the previous day?
You have to show, and we have to put it up, yes, I walked 3 miles that day.
No.
Yes. You don't like that concept? All right, don't do it.
So right. So you I understand your issues with big tech. But like if I can hold up my Apple Watch and it shows that I closed my workout ring, I'd be on board with holding each other accountable that way, but I can't get 3 miles of walking in. I walked to practice yesterday. It's great. Matt LaFleur, very thankful that he was able to have a later practice yesterday, so I was able to attend it. Everyone was like, Jason Wilde, what are you doing here?
Sure.
Because I'm not usually there. all right, we'll figure out some sort of fitness accountability. How many steps, how far do you walk when you play pickleball? Like, how many steps does that count
well,
for?
It does. I mean, I think it's usually if you play, we play for somewhere between an hour and 15 and an hour and a half, typically. Again, my knee has been balky.
And when am
so
I filling
I'm not
in?
Doing three or four.
When am I going to be your cousin sub of the day for pickleball? I'm ready.
Are your friends ready?
Oh, I was swinging
really
some fastballs the other day. I'm ready to go.
You're not allowed to work out, though. That's one of the things, right?
Today's so, day 60.
And pickleball, much to many people's chagrin, pickleball is a great workout, especially if you don't do a ton of other stuff. So I think you're probably getting somewhere between 1.5 and 2.5 miles of movement.
All right.
During the course of – because you typically, if you walk slow, you're going to get 3 miles in an hour. That's typically what you'd get. So pick a ball with stopping, and you take a break between games, et cetera, et cetera. You're going to probably get 2.5, I would say.
All right. I'm not going to get those in before 15. The show at 9 o'clock, but between dog walking and whatever, we can workshop this.
I should have known. I'm not going to ask you to do that stuff. That's on me. So,
you walking 3 miles with your bad knee?
No, I'm not even – again, I thought it would be something fun for us to do. I'm not going to ask
only.
You. I know how – your life works, so let's just move along. I'm not going to – I don't want to get bogged down, so we'll just move along.
I've been saying a lot about being bogged down lately. Do you think the Packers are bogged down by this Romeo Doubs situation?
So explain to me, because on our morning show this morning with Vinny and the boys, did Romeo Doubs not talk yesterday?
That would be correct, sir.
I don't fully understand what the hell's going on. Explain to me how they spun this. Like, give me the Wilde synopsis of who spoke, what was spoken, and how this played out.
They didn't suspend. So they did not spin it. They suspended him. They did not spin it for him. So here's and again, I had this conversation with Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Look, there is no way in God's green earth that the PR staff told them it's fine, Romeo. You don't have to talk to the media. Because look, they're not doing it for my benefit. That's not why. It's let's get this over with. Let's rip the Band-Aid off so it doesn't linger. Just get up there and say, "Hey, I screwed up. I'm sorry. I talked to my." But here's the thing that regardless, let's set aside the didn't speak to the media portion of this. I don't think he addressed the team, Tausch. Okay. I don't think he got up in front of the room and apologized.
Okay.
Now, I don't know that for certain. And remember, on this show, we don't do the I'm 100%, I'm 1,000%. We don't do that. I suspect, I believe, I think that he did not speak to the team. And here's why. What is the downside for Matt LaFleur or for Jordan Love to say, yeah, he spoke to the team. I'm not going to get into what he said. That's private. That's between him and our team. But we're moving forward. Boom. End of story.
Yep.
Both of those men were asked, did Romeo address the team? Both of those men replied with, I'm not going to get into that.
Okay.
Yes or no question. And if you
there's
can't
gray
say
area,
yes,
as you like to put. Yeah, there's a gray area, as you like to say all the time.
It's certainly with me. I mean, I definitely avoid answering yes or no questions on Green Bay game day when Alex Stroh wants to play that. But look, there is if someone could tell me what the downside of them saying, yeah, he talked to the team and we're moving forward. I'm not going to get into what he said. If you can tell me what the downside of that is, I'm all ears. Because there is, in my opinion, no reason to not say clearly that he addressed the team, unless, of course, he didn't address the team.
Sure.
And the impression that I got from talking to Christian Watson, who, by the way, was extremely supportive publicly. I mean, for everything that Romeo Doubs didn't say, Christian Watson, we should all have a friend like Christian Watson.
Yeah.
But from Christian Watson, from Bo Melton, from Jaden Reed, from Jordan Love, if there were conversations, they were individual conversations. They were not. He got up in front and said, hey, guys, I'm sorry. I left you in the lurch. I was selfish. I shouldn't have done that to you guys. No matter how frustrated I was, I owe you guys more because you're my teammates and you're my family, and I'm sorry. Boom, done. He didn't have to take questions from his teammates. He didn't have to, stand in front of the room for an hour. If he didn't do that, I would argue to you, and you tell me because you're the guy who played in the league, that means that this is not resolved. Am I wrong to think that way?
I really felt like that was the right thing to do. That's what he should have done. And if he didn't, here's how I will look at this whole picture. Is he back just to be back, or is he back because he's genuinely remorseful? And if you're genuinely remorseful on this whole deal, you feel bad and you want to move the ball forward. If you don't and you're still pissed off, you would do what it sounds like. Again, I don't know if they – I would agree with your assessment of they would say yes, they spoke, because it would stop – this conversation train would end. And I don't love the fact that he didn't get up and talk to the media and just address it and say, I'm not going to talk about this anymore. This is where it's at. I understand he doesn't love the media and he's maybe not comfortable. So, okay. And you're not comfortable getting in front of your team. That's a hard thing to do.
Sure.
And even just getting up in front of the whole team to talk about anything is not the easiest
thing. Sing
your
school fight song.
Guys, you got guys busting your chops. Like, you know, as the player rep, I had to speak on some things, and there are other times during team meetings. You have to do it. If you want to have as sometimes things have to be said.
Yeah.
And when you do it on your own, like you did, it makes me, if that's how yesterday played out, I am very concerned about Romeo Doubs' future as a Green Bay Packer. Now, again, he can go out and play well and do what he is going to do on Sunday. And great play and big production cures all. It does.
Talent out.
But this is the case where this is such an easy solution to a problem you brought upon yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And if none of that was addressed and it's just ho-hum moving along, nothing's getting moved along. Guys can say all they want. I don't love that's the way yesterday played out. Don't love it at all.
Nor should you. So, I said this to Jen, Gabe, and Chewy this morning. He does not, I know that there are those of us, media starts with me. He does not owe me an explanation. I don't believe
nothing.
He does.
Nope, he doesn't.
I do believe that as a conduit to the fans who buy your 87 jersey, that buy Coors Lights, that pay for tickets, I do think you owe them an explanation. But let's even say that they don't deserve that either, that you don't owe them that as a player. You damn well owe it to your team. And I think it is also telling, and I want my interview subjects to be honest with me. I don't want to be lied to, as you well know. If you want to dodge a question and let me interpret what that might mean, okay. If you want to give a answer that is cryptic, all right, I don't love it, but that's within your rights. But again, Matt LaFleur, Jordan Love, asked a simple question, which, by the way, Jaire Alexander addressed the team when he came back from his suspension.
Mm-hmm.
Also addressed the media, which he doesn't particularly enjoy.
No.
If you didn't speak to your team, then I have a problem. Again, blow me off. Fine. I'm not that important. Your team is. Your teammates needed you on Sunday, and you weren't available because... And here's the other part, and I know we're going to get to this during the show, so I don't want to talk too much about it, but we'll get to it. Like, I asked... I chose to phrase my questions to LaFleur and Jordan Love, injecting me as being on the team. Because what I didn't want... was to say, if...
Oh, God.
I want you to listen to... You tell me if it wasn't effective. I think it was pretty damn effective. Because, okay. A, it starts with a little bit of comic relief, right? Right? Picturing me getting hung out to dry on a crossing pattern and Javon Bullard blowing me up.
Yeah, you'd never get off the line of scrimmage. Let's be honest. You'd never get off the bus. I got pretty good feet. Nah, you're washed.
I'd get off the bus. You would not get off the line of scrimmage.
You're not getting off the line of scrimmage. You're getting off the bus.
Are we assuming he's wide receiver, or are we saying he can play any position to get out there and get some PT?
He's pretty stocky now. I don't know. He'd probably be a tight end.
Like a good edge rusher?
Can't be worse.
God, no. No. Oh, wow.
He can do what Rashawn Gary's doing.
Wow.
It's just a joke, people. Just a joke. I don't want
sound
that sound graph
that. Make sure you at Rashawn Gary with that. Wow.
Not at all.
Cushies
all
right. on
Christian
that,
Watson Wildy. Levels of productivity as wide receiver.
I'm not putting cheese on everything. I'm putting whipped cream on everything. All right. So anyway, the point is I did not want the question to be, what should Romeo have done?
Sure.
So I think it worked. I think we got a good answer from Matt. I think we got a good answer from Jordan. We'll get to that coming up. Again, I don't know what the way forward is on this with him, but I thought the question you asked was the perfect one. I don't think he's back because he's remorseful. I don't think he's back because the situation has been resolved. Based on the context clues that I have based on how things played out yesterday, I don't want to sound like Marshawn Lynch, but I'm just here so I don't get fined. I don't really want to be here.
Really?
That's what...
Really?
When you handle it... Again, let's be very clear. I don't know that. I do not know that. But by choosing... I'm doing more than this. I could also do this.
No, you were... That was your stern Bill Clinton-like, I did not have blank blank with that woman. Now, that was what that was right there.
Blank blank. And yada, yada, yada. I'm really tired today. So... I don't know this for certain.
In an ironic twist, that was part of the Chili game room story the same day. We watched that interview in the game room, which is, it all brings it back full circle. Continue.
Can't wait to have him on the show. But the way things played out yesterday gave me no confidence that this is, we're moving forward. Is that like when they talked about Jaire, I heard the word contrite.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I heard guys say, yeah, I think it really, he genuinely seemed sorry for what he did. Okay? I didn't hear anybody say that. I heard Christian Watson say a lot of things. I never once heard him say, I think Romeo's really sorry for what he did. He didn't say that. He defended his guy and talked about, you don't know what people are going through, and there's a mentally taxing sport and all these other things. And he was great in support of his friend. But the things he said yesterday did not lead me with the breadcrumbs for Hansel and Gretel to, hey, they took a step forward yesterday toward this being resolved. I'm just telling you that's how it felt. And I don't know who... My biggest thing, we'll play this coming up. My biggest thing is I think Matt LaFleur and Jordan Love, more than anyone else, were, I don't want to say hurt or devastated, but what bothered them the most is that Romeo did not come to them.
Yeah.
Then he didn't say, look, this, I'm not happy. What should I do? And we talked about that yesterday, and nothing that happened yesterday changed my view today. That they were both incredibly disappointed that this guy, this teammate, this player, Matt LaFleur prides himself on being accessible to his guys. And even though his answer included him saying that there's a chain of command and you talk to your position coach first, you're telling me that if Romeo Doubs hadn't knocked on his door, he wouldn't have sat down with him and talked it through with him?
Open door policy. Yep. Ed policy. Carmen policy. A lot of policy.
Carmen Electra.
So, Jason, the thing that bothers me, you go ahead and this, you make this decision last week. It's a god-awful decision. Mm-hmm. Right, you skip practice, you do all this, you miss a game, you get suspended, you lose a paycheck, all of that. But the thing that would bother me the most if I'm Romeo is I'm having everybody else have to answer questions about me and about what I'm doing when I'm right here. What is that? That is a bad sign. And I get that not everybody's comfortable doing it. Has Romeo Doubs sat with an interview for you? Has he done interviews after big games and done stuff when he's had the big game against Tampa a couple years ago with Rodgers? I understand not everybody loves doing it.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing I know for me personally, I don't like putting other stuff on people, like when it's my own doing. You have to have some accountability. This is no longer Harry High School. This is professional football. It is a very tough business, no doubt about it. And I understand the mental rigors that this goes through. And the fact that maybe you're not living up to your own expectations and you're disappointed, that is all. Every player goes through that stuff. What every player doesn't do is what we just saw him do. And with all that said, I think you have a very forgiving fan base and locker room. But you have to, you got to meet them. You can't just leave it up to Christian Watson to talk for you and Jordan Love and Matt LaFleur. That would just make me feel, it would make me feel sick.
Yeah, I don't think he feels
the way you
do. If
I went and did something and I said, Sarah, you go handle it. That, you go take care of that. Or,
I broke my
Max,
computer.
Tough luck, you go handle that. Or something on this show, and I'm sitting here, and Wildy, will you address that for me? First off, I'd never in a million years want that, and it would make me sick to put you in that position.
I think I'd be a great spokesman for you.
You'd do fine, but I wouldn't want you in that position. I don't understand, unless Romeo is still irritated to a point where he still feels the same way he felt on Wednesday of last week, which in that case, he's not going to help your football team.
No.
If that's where he's at mentally, he's not helping you. And then you have to start wondering, well, what are we doing? And why you'd bring that into the equation after what we just saw last week makes no sense to me. I need someone to explain what is going on, because none of this makes a lick of sense to me from a player standpoint, from an organization standpoint, from a fan standpoint. If this is where they're at, you're not doing anybody any good. None of us any good.
Agreed. All right. I do want you to hear what Jordan and Matt had to say yesterday. I also, I had one of my most enjoyable interactions with Jordan later in that conversation about how
In your 30 years.
One of my most enjoyable interactions with him. This is only year six for him, and his first 2 years I wasn't in the locker room at all. But him talking about how his pass to Jaden Reed was graded by Tom Clements was so much fun. And may I have been a little bit Chris Farley-esque? You know that throw that you threw all the way down the field?
What a great throw, man.
To Jaden Reed.
Tell me about that time you made that great throw.
I don't want to spoil it, but I believe the words, "that was pretty cool," were said in the exchange.
That was a pretty cool throw. Yeah.
Hey, Maddie, if you can, Maddie Hayes, our social media queen, if you can pull up a Farley with, who was it? One of the Beatles, right?
Yeah,
who was
Paul McCartney, I believe.
with Paul McCartney and go a side by side with Wilde and Jordan.
That was awesome.
I'm thinking that's the way to go. That will give you a good window into where Jason's at. And if you want to get the look you want for your home with customizable windows and doors, well, you need to go to Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. The durability of materials, it gets tested. They open and they close the doors, latches and shades, tens of thousands of times to ensure that they withstand the test of time for years to come. Pella offers custom colors and innovative features like shades between the glass. And right now, zero interest, 36 months, certain restrictions do apply. This offer ends on Halloween, which good news is you still got 21 days to do it. But get started today at PellaWI.com.
We'll hear some of those conversations with Jordan Love and Matt LaFleur next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
If I were a member of the Packers... Now, let me before we play this, I have said it a million times. I know not everyone believes me. I assure you, this is not a look at me thing. Now, do I think it's, did I feel like it might be a little bit disarming to have the imagery of me in an ill-fitting jersey go through someone's head and me getting my clock cleaned by a linebacker? Sure. But here, I want to explain my thought process, and then I want you to hear the exchange with LaFleur. Because if you ask, what should Romeo have done? He's shutting down the question. I'm just telling you, from my experience of doing this job. But if I ask it the way I asked it, I always tell you it's not about the question, it's about the answer. And his answer, I would argue, was pretty darn good. Now, I would also argue that Jordan Love's look on his face when I used the same line on him. And I really, I've really come to enjoy our interactions. It is probably one of the more ridiculous things he's heard. So, without further ado, here is how Matt LaFleur handled the question that I asked him.
So, let's say I'm on your team. And I'm unhappy with my role. What should I do?
You're asking me if you're... Yeah, I think you have to have a conversation. There's usually a chain of command with that in terms of going to your position coach, addressing the issue. And I get it. I think one of the beauties of just all these athletes and all our players is they all have their own wants. But how does it fit within the confines of the team's wants? And ultimately, we're in the business of winning, and you got to wrap your own desires under that team first mentality. And I think football is the ultimate team sport. I've said it many times. It takes all 11. I think there's so many great examples of guys doing the little jobs to allow guys to go make plays. I think a great example this last game, I don't know if I said it the other day or not, was on an X's interception. Kobe Wooden going in, picking the center, Carl Brooks wrapping around, Keyshawn Nixon playing great leverage on the receiver, kind of bumping him off his route a little bit, allowing X to go make the play, and then we got a bunch of guys blocking on that play. Nobody can make plays unless the guy next to him isn't doing their job.
I guess the reason I'm asking is, and again, I haven't played for you, but from my experience with you, it feels like you would listen to someone's concerns. You may not change your game,
Do
something differently, but you do seem like you're the kind of coach who would listen. Is that, you feel like that's true about you?
Yeah, absolutely. I think you have to be. I mean, you might not want to hear what I have to say, but I'll always have the conversation. And that's one thing, but it's hard. And I get that the scrutiny these guys are under. That's why I try not to read much, because we're all under it. And It's just, there's a lot of interest in the NFL, and everybody's interested in their own fantasy teams, and you get ridiculed when guys aren't getting the ball or whatever it may be, but that's part of it. And but that's, you know, there's a lot of beauty to it, too, that there's so much interest in our game, and it's great to come out and be able to play on national TV and having a, you know, a stadium packed with fans. And so there's a lot of great things that come with it. But I think ultimately what people really remember is the teams that win. And we're trying to do things that are bigger than the individual success. It's all about the team. And when the team wins, I'm a firm believer that everybody will benefit from that.
All right, Tausch. I thought that was, those were two great answers. And I again, some of the things he says in there leads me to believe that Romeo is not fully back and fully invested. And I don't know what the conversations were like between him and Matt. They met on Monday, but I don't think this is resolved. Like, I have, and it's my job to be a little skeptical, obviously. And frankly, I was a little skeptical with Jair Alexander last year. I mean, I talked about it on the show after he talked. Like, I don't know, is he truly contrite, or is he doing that because he knows that's what he's supposed to say? Like, I'll be honest, maybe Romeo Doubs didn't talk today or yesterday because what he was going to say was not going to make things better. We have to at least allow for that possibility, too. Like, I don't know what headspace he's in. Like I said, I was leaving Lambeau yesterday. Tim Van Voren drove one way. I didn't see him coming. I was stepped out in front of his vehicle. And then once he got past, behind me, Romeo went by with his girlfriend driving. So that was the only time I saw Romeo yesterday. That and on the practice field, since I actually went to practice for once. But Tausch, when you listen to Matt LaFleur talk about that, to me, that says that he is still bewildered that a guy on his team who should know better did not come to him. He just stayed home. And then when you hear the things that Christian Watson said about how concerned he was on Thursday, like, I'm not kidding. Like, Doug Collins going to Romeo Doubs' house when he just doesn't show up for work. Like, there has to be, in Doug Collins' mind, a fear of something really bad happened here, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, we didn't hear from him all day. So, Christian Watson was worried for his friend's well-being. So, all of this comes together to the point of saying, look, it's not as simple as get your ass up there in front of the team and apologize and get out there in front of the media and say you screwed up. Because I don't know where he's at on this stuff. And I don't know if they do either.
It's not ideal in the case of if he's not willing to do that. Again, I don't know his comfort level with that. But if his mindset is the exact same as it was on Wednesday of last week when he made this rash decision to do what he did, I don't want him in my locker room.
As a player.
If that's,
as a coach.
If that's, as anyone. What good is he doing? Anybody. If that's where he's at, it doesn't make any sense. Now, if he's contrite and says, I understand this is LaFleur just said it, ultimate team game. You're not always going to like what I'm saying. Oh, but if you're not bought in and you're not going to go out and do your best to help your team, you're not doing anyone any good. So the concern level, I guess I didn't recognize yesterday, you know, just in the clips that you guys sent and looking at what Matt LaFleur said and Jordan said and all that, I didn't sense that it was this, you know, dire. I don't feel like anything was resolved now, listening to you and kind of how it played out. And if it's not, you don't want to be Linus in this thing where there's just a cloud of dust dragging it behind you and a cloud over you. And it's, that ain't helping anybody. So what are we doing here? You have to address this and be done with it, or it's going to continue to linger. And what good does that do anyone? I keep coming back to nobody. If this is how he feels, and he was so strongly felt that his best move was to not show up and to not go to Los Angeles, his hometown. Where's his headspace now? If it's the same, I'm sorry, he's not going to help me this weekend win. And that's what this is all about. It isn't about go get yourself right. If you need a break, give him a four game and let him go get himself right. And then maybe he'll turn the tables like Jair did. Because last year when Jair did this, we were all skeptical.
Right.
I think Jair handled himself post cap fake captaincy about as well as you could hope. And then this offseason, he's been great by all accounts. No, he's still getting dinged up and he's not, but mentally, he made that shift. If Romeo Doubs has not made the shift mentally that what he did last week wasn't ridiculous and hurtful to the team, I don't want him in my locker room. Period. If he is, and we just don't know it, okay. I don't know it. You don't know it. The players, that whoever, all right, that's that. You don't have to tell me. Show me. But if you're not, and this your headspace is the same as it was last Thursday, as it is this Thursday, I don't need you out on the field because you're not going to help me win games.
Couple things. One, it is. I do not believe it's resolved. In fact, the quote from Christian Watson was, "It'll definitely be a little weird right away, just because it was a pretty significant situation." That was yesterday he said that. He didn't say that last week when he wasn't showing up. He said that yesterday after he'd come back and after he'd practiced. So that's one. Two, Linus, blanket, pig pen, cloud of dirt. Just to clarify, for you peanuts aficionados.
You said Linus with the cloud in the, yeah.
Peppermint
Linus
Patty.
Just had a blanket.
Yes.
No, Linus. Peppermint Patty always chased after the pianist, right? Wasn't she always chasing after
the
pianist?
No, I think she dug Chuck. I think maybe Lucy was into Schroeder. Not to be confused with Bill Schroeder. We'll figure out the daytime soap opera that was Peanuts a little bit later in the program. I want to get to what Jordan Love said to this same question.
It's just fun. It's such organizations in the NFL are always fighting distractions because they come from everywhere. Injuries, this. Self-inflicted distractions are very, I mean, it is something coaches despise.
Uh-huh.
They fight hard to not have that happen. And when it's self-induced like this, and then it's not rectified, if it's not rectified, do you think Matt LaFleur, who makes the decision to say, we got to do a four-gamer here because this just ain't working? Is that a Goody or is that a Matt LaFleur?
I mean, ultimately, I think
it's more likely, if this is what you're saying, and I have no reason to doubt what is being said and how this is being viewed, can he turn the table and turn it around? Yes. He should and he needs to. And if he doesn't, I don't know why you would continue to add that into your locker room fray if you're not going to get any type of, I really screwed up and I'm going to be better.
Yeah.
Because I think this is the norm, don't you think other players will look at this and say, well, Keith could say, well, I'm not getting enough touches.
Right.
Emmanuel Wilson could say, well, I'm not getting enough touches. And I'm not going to come to practice on Thursday. Like, it's – you. I don't – that will not happen, FYI.
But it could.
It's more likely to happen if this continues on than if this gets – you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean. To answer your question, I think ultimately Goody would make that call, but I am very confident that the head coach would be involved in that and say, look, man – like Tausch put it when I avidly listened to Wilde and Tausch, I can't have him in my locker room right now. If this is how he's going to be, I can't have him in my locker room. Now, again, I want to get to the audio, so I'll say this quickly. We can't say any of what we're talking about with 100% certainty. But part of the problem is that the door has been left open for some of this. I believe this is educated conjecture. I don't think that I'm wrong about this. I don't think I'm being irresponsible about this. But the reason why we're having these conversations is because of the clues dropped by how guys answered questions on his behalf and the fact that this guy didn't speak.
Yep.
Not only was him not showing up unprecedented during my 29 years of covering the team, but then for him to have not spoken yesterday, also unprecedented.
So are we making too much of this?
I don't think so, personally. So I want to get to what Jordan Love had to say. But
you think the fans care about this?
I will poll that.
Because I think they should.
I love it when we finish each other's sentences.
I don't. And I really don't like
I'd
prefer you just
that I love
move on.
I love it when we finish each other's sentences, primarily because you hate it that when that happens. So I'll let you finish the following sentence. If you have realized that it's time to renovate your bathroom, you should call
Kohler Services, our good friends at Kohler Services. If you need that bath or shower remodel, turn to Kohler Services, a family-owned business for 150 years. Kohler is your Wisconsin manufacturer providing care for life. Tell you, we were up in Kohler, I guess it was about a month ago, 2 weeks ago, because this month is going so slow. We saw all those bathrooms, all the new stuff, all the old stuff that is down in the basement part. Kohler, there you go. Look at that. Beautiful. Got it all. And this month only, zero interest financing for 12 months and a free shower door. A free shower door with your Lugstone shower remodel. Visit KohlerServicesWI.com to request that free quote with fast professional installation. Well, you know that is always included. Again, KohlerServicesWI.com.
We'll get to Jordan Love next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
Wilde and Tausch is brought to you by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Tito's makes the good stuff for good times. Find recipes, videos, and more at Tito'sVodka.com.
Let's play the exchange with Jordan Love because, again, I thought it worked. Because if I was Jordan Love, I'd be pissed. Like, I consider Romeo a friend. We work out together in the off season. How do you not come to me with this? How do we not work it out? How do I not get a chance to respond and to tell you, hey, remember, I missed two games where we threw a total of 33 passes, which, by the way, you caught some of those in the Indianapolis game. Here's my exchange with Jordan Love.
Jordan, I'm curious, though. Let's say I'm one of your wide receivers, mm-hmm. which would be bad for you, obviously. Mm-hmm. If I'm struggling with my role or if there's something bothering me, what's kind of your open door policy for the guys that haven't talked to you if they're struggling with something about their role or just whatever it might be?
Yeah, no, I definitely as a quarterback, you know, I always want the guys on the team, the guys on the offense who I'm throwing the ball to you know, have that open door and feel they can come talk to me about anything, any situation. And, you know, we can build on whatever might be going through that. But, yeah, it's one of those situations I love for those guys to talk, communicate with me, just so we can be on the same page. Because I think, you know, as we have a good relationship, the team will have a good, like, everything will be better for that.
Again, I don't expect him to go all in on criticizing Romeo Doubs publicly. I'm not asking him to do that. Nope. But I think it's pretty clear that he would have been happy to help him through this. And that begs further questions about why didn't Romeo Doubs do that. I see Ryan in the ESPN Milwaukee YouTube comments pointing to the comment that I've made many times about how last year in training camp, Romeo said, I learned a lot from Aaron, even without him talking to me. Maybe there was... Aaron Rodgers believed that he's got his own batch of issues out there in New York right now. Aaron Rodgers believed he sufficiently did talk to Romeo Doubs. Clearly wasn't enough in Romeo's opinion. But maybe there's more to this, and maybe that's another breadcrumb on our journey trying to figure out not only where things stand now, but where they go moving forward. All right, there's a bunch of other things I want to get to. But again, were you happy with your role with Johnson & Sons Paving? With Johnson & Sons? Well, they would have just gotten rid of you because you weren't that good. But they would have loved to have had that conversation.
Yeah, Johnson & Sons, if I don't show up and I then didn't show any remorse, Johnson & Sons Paving, I want them to say, but I also want you to get ready for spring. And you do it now, and you call Johnson & Sons Paving to make sure no pavement hazards have gotten worse over the winter. Potholes and cracked curbs and drainage issues. If things are bad now, call Johnson & Sons Paving to get it fixed. Schedule a free, no obligation quote, and a walkthrough of your pavement. They'll be able to see signs of asphalt pavement, work that is needed by spotting. I know, I feel confident. Fatigue, cracking, standing water, warping, buckling, sinking pavement, or more. Don't scare away your customers or tenants with bad curb appeal. Book now. Save money later. JohnsonSonsPaving.com.
I want to workshop the poll question. I want to understand how fans view this now. We've talked about it a lot. We'll do that as we roll on. Stick around. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, brought to you by Grassland Butter. Grassland Dairy is Wisconsin. Learn more at GrasslandButter.com.
So I didn't put a poll in the field, but
you
I
didn't
did
do
ask,
it either yesterday, did
yeah,
you?
Well,
that's great polls. Yeah,
that would have been a good question. Yeah.
Well, wait a minute. What is that? You didn't do it either. You're the producer of the damn show.
I asked you. You said you were going to do it.
Yeah. What were those questions again? I don't know.
Dobbs. Something with Dobbs. Oh no. Good. Favre Rodgers love.
Something along those lines.
Yeah, the window is closed. The Pella window is closed.
Would you be content with the Jordan Love is Brett Favre on the field?
That's what it was.
Would you be content with that?
Yeah.
Oh, I could have used that yesterday. If you'd have suggested it in that form, I would have just done it that way. It would have gotten posted. I have not posted the poll yet, but I did post this question as I shared the YouTube links as well. Things feel unresolved with Romeo Doubs. You think that's a fair way to describe it, by the way?
Very fair. Yes.
As a Packers fan, are you concerned about where things stand with Doubs? Do you care? Now, I would add, but I ran out of characters, I think you should. But maybe you don't. Mm. But I think you should. And I know Matt LaFleur and Jordan Love are concerned. I'm very concerned. I'm very convinced of that. Because they should be.
Yeah, did you capitalize "you" like you always do?
Of course.
Yeah, pour you in, coach. The thing, you know, the margin for victory in this league is so slim that why coaches are always so interested in the distraction piece of this and having. Yeah, that's why they do these team organized activities and those bonding deals, because the great teams have that. That's how you weather these storms that are going to inevitably hit your football team. You typically don't want them to be self-induced, because that's when you get into big-time trouble. And you can maybe let this thing fester for a little bit, but unlike Jesse's musty mac and cheese, where you let it fester forever, you better get this thing. You don't let that stuff fester, because next thing you know, it's molded, and then you're eating mold, and next thing you know, your season's over. So, and I don't want to be overly dramatic about it, but this better not drag on. I'm okay. I'm not panicked yet. But I don't love what happened yesterday. I really felt like it would go a certain way. And the fact that it didn't, when I know people in that building that are involved in the player development and all of those things, I know what they would be telling him. I know how they would want this thing to be handled. The locker room needs to handle this. Jordan needs to go. I think Jordan needs to really, at this point, it's hard to go and you need to go have a hard conversation with your buddy. And it needs to, you need to get this thing squared away one way or the other. And if he is not interested in doing that, that's on him. You can only do so much before you have to say, okay, this is not going to help us moving forward. And we need you, by the way, 8-7. But we need you. We don't need that version of you. Because that version of you is not going to help us win against the Arizona Cardinals or any other football team. We may be able to overcome it. So that's why this is a big deal. This is so unprecedented. And I'm honestly shocked that yesterday wasn't, I guess, molded in a different way. I really felt like with how this organization operates and with the leadership and with how it goes, this cannot linger to Sunday. Maybe today will be the day. And then, okay, should have been a day earlier, but we can live with that. If it's not today, get your breakfast. Get it tomorrow. It's got to be done sooner rather than later.
All right, we have
tomorrow,
our...
not after breakfast, now.
All right, so look... we're going to go into the 10 o'clock hour here, and yes, I am reading the YouTube comments, and there's a couple that I need to address.
Oh.
No. But
I'm not going to lie to you. I love this new you digging in to the YouTube comments.
Yeah, me too.
I have a fun little idea that I don't know. Jesse, are we going to be able to pull off the Digi-only fun idea today, or is that?
If we do, it'll be in the 11 o'clock hour, and I'm working on it. It's funny how you started the show saying
you
don't
like Jesse's getting annoyed with me.
It's funny how you started the show talking about how you don't like passing things off to other people, and then you start the first commercial break with, hey, I got this idea, make this happen.
Did I send a note last night about doing this? So I'm not going to get into the details of this. I won't. I can, and I will. But has anybody else noticed Jesse, as he's now in this new slimmed-down version, a little more irritable? Maybe a little crankier when I bring up it, because normally he'd laugh.
He's
about,
fiending
oh,
for
there's
a Thomas, laser.
Put more work on my plate. Now all of a sudden he is getting upset and irritated with me trying to do a Digi-only fun little thing for our
But
fans.
He looks great.
He looks great. Irritable, but, cranky, but,
you,
but looks
you
great.
Saw him, I need you more. Saw him at Steinhoffel's. He wanted that glazer.
I did want the glazer. Oh, it was right there.
Oh, you know, you should have seen him at the GBO. He was asking, should I eat this sandwich that Joe Thomas brought from Gotham Bagels? And I said, you're doing great. I don't think so, as I'm stuffing my face with a beautiful sausage, egg, and cheese bagel sandwich. And to Jesse's credit, he didn't. And
right, I want to get to these. As much as I'd love to talk about how good you look and how irritable you are, I want to get to these YouTube comments because I'm pissed because I don't know how much more respectful I can be of someone's mental health. This is related to the football team that he plays for. Okay, so I have multiple times talked about that possibility. And Romeo's not listening to this show. I don't think he's sitting at home. He should be.
I ain't gonna lie to you. If he listened to us on Tuesday, he'd be in a lot better spot. Or yesterday. Or today. He doesn't have to.
Yeah.
But this is, we're literally giving him free advice that is, I'm not going to sit here and tell you I give the greatest advice all the time. I do. I give a lot of good advice. This advice I gave him would be exactly the way. This is textbook. This is how you approach this, and you're going to move forward in a good way. He should. Somebody should send him our clip. Jason, you have his number. Send him his clip.
Yeah, I'll have to send him a note. All right, so we need to kick off the 10 o'clock hour. Want to remind you, look, go to people who give you good advice. Simple, including if you've been injured. Go to Gruber Law Offices. One call, that's all. That's what they're there for. 414-276-6666. 414-276-6666. Or go to the website, gruber-law.com, to find out more. The 10 o'clock hour of Wilde and Tausch starts in 2 minutes, so stick around.
Don't go anywhere. Another hour of Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, is coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin, the ESPN app, and Wisconsin On Demand.